Kyle Malin, who's the editor of the MERS newsletter. If you want to know what's going on in state capital, use a variety of sources, but one of our top ones is the MERS newsletter. All right, Kyle, just to put a little twist on this, before we talk about what the governor didn't or did get done, what didn't he get done?
Get the bridge done, the bridge to Canada, which, you know, it probably will end up being his biggest failure of the year. He tried hard. You know, he worked with the Senate Majority Leader, but, you know, I think he underestimated the PR that the Ambassador Bridge folks were able to put out there, the commercials they were able to run, and how those commercials really impacted the residents of Michigan. You know, most folks going into this year really didn't know about this idea of a second bridge to Canada. And so their first brush with this subject were these television commercials, which were incredibly misleading and maybe false all in all. But what it did, though, is that it turned the subject to a certain angle that the governor wasn't going to benefit from. They were looking at these commercials and saying, oh, geez, they're right, we should be fixing our roads first, and, oh, gee, why do we need a second bridge? And so what happened is that influenced the senators in these respective districts that aren't from Detroit, who aren't familiar with this issue. And they were hearing from constituents and saying, hey, we don't want this bridge. It's going to waste taxpayer money. It is going to be a boondoggle. So don't vote for it. And so that's what happened here. You know, you got leadership, and you may have had the facts on your side. You may have had good, compelling arguments, but you didn't sell it to the people. And unfortunately, on something like this, where it is going to be controversial, you do need to sell it to the people. And now he's going to have to find different ways to get that bridge built if he wants to get it built.
What I find interesting about that, of all the people that have been on the program talking about this, Kyle, is the fact that most thought that it would be a good thing, and where the concerns were we going to be able to pay the monies back via tolls? The governor herself on this program told me that, you know what, if we don't pay it back in 20 years, there's a stipulation that we'll continue paying it back however long it takes, and there still won't come money from taxpayers, won't be the main way to make up this difference. And so when you look at it as a whole, if that is so, it seems like it would be a positive thing to have this bridge built. What's your perspective?
Well, whether it's a positive thing for the state or not, I think the policy folks out there should really take a good look at the issues and determine and say for themselves. I just think from a public relations standpoint, the governor and the proponents of this bridge really missed an opportunity to not go on the air and defend their project and really sell it in a way that would get public support behind it and to get it through the legislature. You know, it's amazing. You go down the highway, Tony, and you look at the billboards about no-fault insurance. I mean, the folks who want to reform no-fault can go ahead and advertise. And there's all sorts of the retailers have their internet tax proposal that they want to advance through the legislature. They got the rolling billboards and running an ad campaign. I don't understand how the bridge company with all this, or the bridge supporters with all the resources, with all the people who are behind them, couldn't come up with any type of ad campaign to combat what Matty Maroon and the Ambassador Bridge people did. I mean, I would think from listening to the hearings that I've said and that the governor has the facts on his side, and yet they did nothing with them and just let them get rolled in the arena of public opinion. I think that's, you know, unfortunate for him, and I think a learning opportunity.
Whose fault is that?
Well, I don't know. It could be the governor's office. It could be the business groups who wanted this thing through, Ford, GM, Chrysler, all of the big three wanted this through. There was a coalition, and, you know, they thought that they could win the argument through the media reporting on the subject and by getting their message out that way. But, you know, the problem with trying that is that as people of the media, Tony, we feel like we have to get both sides. And so, you know, for everything that the supporters of the bridge said, we felt like we had to ask the opponents what they felt. And we may have thought in some cases what the opponents said were misleading or full of BS, but, you know, it's our duty to put that out there and let the readers decide if it's baloney or BS. And, you know, I don't know whose fault it is at the end of the day, but I do think it's a failing to not try and sell it to the public.
All right, beyond the budget, what did the governor get done?
Well, he did a lot of, you know, if you look back at his State of the State address, and I did, the only thing that he talked about in that State of the State address that he hadn't gotten done is the bridge. So everything else he talked about, he got done. Now, his State of the State didn't have, 20, 30 items on it like Granholm, like the Packers with. But, he did have 10 items and 10 or so items, and he did get those done. The other thing, though, I think that he did is he continued this message of making Michigan more business-friendly, and to that extent, he signed legislation like what he did yesterday that strengthened the workers' comp laws and the unemployment insurance system to benefit businesses and to the detriment of organized labor. I know that they feel like they've taken the chops all year, and those bills that were signed yesterday were indications of that. The workers' comp law, the organized labor really believes that this is going to hurt people who've been injured on the job to collect, or people who have been unemployed, that there will be new loopholes for businesses to deny their claim or for the system to deny their claim. You can say that's also being economically frugal and looking long-term and making sure that the state is balanced going forward, that we have good credit ratings, that we get good return on our bonded indebtedness and so forth. But, there's both sides of that. And I would say, though, that he has been consistent in advocating for being fiscally sound, being the CPA that he claims to be. From that standpoint, he's done well. You know, the only question is has he done it to the detriment of those who are going through some rough times?
All right, so 2012, obviously the bridge is going to be a focal point, and what he's been getting hammered on is the creation of jobs. Do you see anything being done on that end, and what else can we look for as far as what the governor wants to get done?
Well, I think you're going to see a scaled-down version of the 2011 agenda. I think everything that he really, really wanted to get done, he did get done his first year. I think what we're going to see this coming year is a little bit more of some public stuff that the public will embrace a little bit more. This is going to be a tough election year. Since it is a presidential year, it usually brings out a lot more Democratic voters. I think with the state house up again, if the governor wants to make sure his policies get through in 2013 and 2014, he's going to have to make sure that house stays Republican, or he's not going to have as easy of a time. And so that means that the controversial stuff that we saw last year with, let's say, the pension tax, for example, we're not going to see that kind of stuff this year. We're going to see a lot more feel-goody stuff, and I don't think we're going to see as much stuff move in 2012 as we did in 2011.
Kyle, I'm not sure of anyone who's contributed more to this program than you. We appreciate you greatly.
Thank you.
I owe you beers. I owe you food. I owe you a hearty handshake. Thanks so much. We've never met face-to-face. I look forward to that, but thank you. I respect you and appreciate your contributions.
That's very kind of you, Tony. I appreciate that. And I will take you up on the beers after this year. I need a couple.
All right. Merry Christmas to you.
Merry Christmas to you, Tony.